You're listening to the news feed from Stadia Source, your number one source for Stadia news and reviews. Here are the top stories for Monday, the 25th of January. If you're looking to pick up a few new games, check out the massive Ubisoft sale on the Stadia store. Various bonus and deluxe editions of several Ubisoft games are now being discounted on Stadia until the 27th of January. We've got a full list of the sales on our website at stadiasource.com, and you can find many of Ubisoft's open world titles on sale, including Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Far Cry 5 and Far Cry New Dawn, Ghost Recon Wildlands, Immortals Fenyx Rising Gold Edition, The Crew 2, The Division 2, and The Watch Dogs series. Resident Evil outfits are coming to The Division 2 as part of the 25th anniversary event. While we didn't receive any news pertaining to Resident Evil games coming to Stadia during Capcom's recent Resident Evil event, we did get some RE-related news for Stadia. Capcom is celebrating 25 years of Resident Evil this year, and part of the celebrations will see a crossover with The Division 2 in the form of outfits, weapon skins, and more that you can earn for your players. The event starts on February 2nd and will run through February 15th. One such outfit will be the Leon S. Kennedy Raccoon Police Department outfit, and all you have to do to earn this is to log into the game during the time. Check out the trailer for the event on our website. From Capcom, The Division and Stars join forces for a brand new apparel event. Earn outfits, weapon skins, and other rewards inspired by the Resident Evil series. The Division 2 and Resident Evil 25th Anniversary event will be available in-game February 2nd through the 15th. Immortals Fenyx Rising gets a crossover event with the Netflix series Blood of Zeus. There is currently a crossover event taking place in the world of Immortals Fenyx Rising with the Netflix show Blood of Zeus. Up until the 28th of January, players can play an exclusive Blood of Zeus-themed quest and purchase an all-new character and weapon pack for the game. The quest is titled A Tribute to Family, and it sees players face off against two new creatures from another world, Chimera and Cerberus. If players are successful in this quest, they will unlock a brand new eagle pendant and new customization options that tie in with the Blood of Zeus. The all-new character and weapon pack contains Blood of Zeus-themed skins for your sword, axe, and bow. There is also Blood of Zeus-themed armor, helmet, wings, mount, and Phoenix Companion. The character and weapon pack will still be available for purchase after this limited time event has ended. Cyberpunk 2077 patch 1.1 is now available. A brand new patch for Cyberpunk 2077 is now available on Stadia. Patch 1.1 focuses on stability improvements for the game, as well as laying the groundwork for future updates. You can check out the full patch notes on our website at stadiasource.com. Some of the highlights of the patch include various stability improvements, including memory usage improvements in various systems within the games, from characters and interaction to minimap, devices, AI, and street traffic, and various crash-related fixes, numerous quests and open-world fixes, UI, visual, and achievement corrections, and several other miscellaneous corrections. On Stadia specifically, there were corrupted textures on several melee weapons that have been fixed, and default dead zone settings for your controller that are now more responsive. Note, these changes only affect settings if they are set to default. And finally, Street Power Football has been rated by the ESRB for Stadia. An entertainment software ratings board listing has been put up for Street Power Football, or Street Power Soccer, depending on where you're from, coming to Stadia. You can check out the launch trailer from Gamescom 2020 on our site. From the trailer, from freestyling to trick shots and power soccer matches, check out each of the modes available in Street Power Football. Again, as with any listing from ESRB or other rating sources, this does not necessarily indicate an imminent Stadia release, but it is worth noting. To read all the top stories, visit stadiasource.com. The news feed from Stadia Source is produced by Avery Krause. News and editorials on StadiaSource are written by Dan Wheeler, Lee Reed, Kevin Webb, and Luke Langlands, with contributions from Adam Eccleston and Avery Krause. For more Stadia content, check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/StadiaSource. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at StadiaSource, and join our Discord at StadiaSource.com/Discord. Thank you for listening to the news feed from StadiaSource, your number one source for Stadia news and reviews.